In the name of Jesus, who is Lord of every authority. Amen. There we were, being lectured by an angry Jesus again. We were only trying to help. As Jesus' popularity had continued to grow and explode throughout the region, more and more people were wanting to see him. More and more people were demanding his attention. And so we figured we needed to be the gatekeepers. And we had his best interests in mind. We had the best interests of the whole messianic project in mind. If Jesus was going to indeed be the Messiah, who was going to liberate our people from all foreign rulers and all foreign oppression and tyranny, then we had work to do. And we weren't stupid. We knew exactly how the world worked. We knew what moved and shook the world. Money. Power. People of influence and status, the rulers and authorities, these were the ones we had our eyes on. We needed them. They desperately needed to be our allies in this mission. And so when the people, the mothers in particular, bringing their little children to Jesus, were coming, we got in the way. We wanted to play defense for Jesus. We tried to get these mothers to stop distracting and wasting Jesus' time. What were the children going to do for our mission? We had things to accomplish in Jerusalem. We desperately needed other, more powerful, more wealthy voices on our side. The children, some of them couldn't even speak. The ones who could hadn't learned much of anything. They couldn't help us, and so we kept the children away. I'll never forget the look on Jesus' face. It was maybe the most angry we had ever seen him. The fire in his eyes. He stared us down. How dare you? Let the little children come to me. Then he gathered us around as he often would, and we knew we were about to get a lesson. And he grabbed one of the children we had pushed away, and he took this child, stood her in the midst of us, and said, "Look, do you see this child? Invisible to the world? Completely voiceless in our culture? Unable to make any movement or any motion within our political system? Propertyless, moneyless, possibly dead before age 18? You see this child? Unless you become like this child, I tell you, you will have no part in God's kingdom. God's kingdom is about this. The nobodies in the world." We were confused, to say the least. We puzzled among each other, among ourselves. What could this mean? What does it mean for us to receive God's kingdom like a child? What was he calling us into? As always, the Lord seemed to provide an answer. On the next leg of our journey, a man ran up to Jesus, fell at Jesus' feet. He said, "Lord, good teacher, what must I do to inherit the life of the age, life with God, now and always?" Jesus responded to him, "You know the commands of God. Are those not good enough for you? Lord, I've kept the commands of God. I've kept them all since I was a little boy. I've been in this game since I was a child." And Jesus gave him a look, another look we'd never forget. It was almost indescribable, but love was what we saw. And then Jesus spoke to him a difficult, hard word. He said, "You are lacking one thing. Go. Go get rid of everything that you have. Sell it off. Give it to the poor. Then come back here and follow me. Learn from me. Devote your whole life to being with me and relearning what it means to live in the world." The man was horrified. His face changed in an instant. You could see the pain. And he turned and he just walked off. And Jesus stated how difficult it is to enter God's kingdom. What? Yes, how difficult, he told us, how difficult it is to enter God's kingdom. It is easier for a camel to get through the eye of a sewing needle than for somebody with possessions to enter God's kingdom. We were shocked, horrified, really. "Lord," we said, "who then could be saved?" With humans, he said, "this is impossible. But not with God. I've been telling you, with God, all things are possible." You could hear the desperation in Peter's voice. "Lord, look, we've left everything behind. We left our families, our jobs. You remember, we've left it all behind to be with you." "Yes, Peter," Jesus said. "Don't worry. All those who leave it behind, family, land, resources, leave it all behind to walk with me, will receive 100 times more in this life, right now in this age. And then also will have life with God now and forever. The first in our world will be last. And the last will be lifted up as first in God's eyes." We were shocked, confused. Everything we had once known seemed to be just falling apart around us time after time. But if we were honest with ourselves, we could see it. This man was an example of exactly what Jesus had been challenging us with that child. This man had been unwilling to accept Jesus' invitation to unlearn everything that he had once learned, to undo the life he had once built for himself. This man had the answers. He came to Jesus with questions, but he knew the answers. He knew what worked in the world. He knew what he ultimately wanted to pursue. He had his plans, he had his dreams, he had his life, and he was building towards a trajectory, towards a purpose and goal. And when Jesus challenged the very trajectory and purpose of his life, he couldn't take it. And so he walked away. What got in the way was everything he had accumulated. From his bulging ego to his numerous lands and huge storehouses of wealth to even his family that he was trying to provide for. He wasn't willing to let go. The world had given him a path, he had admitted, a path that he had been on since he was a child. The world had pushed him in this direction, raised him into this life. He was born into this path as a small child, and the world had taught him, you need to grow up. You need to be responsible. You need to be an adult. Be self-sufficient. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Take care of yourself. No one else will. Work hard, build up wealth, build a career, fight for yourself. You need this. If you don't do this, you'll be lost. You'll be helpless. You'll be empty in the world. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. You have to choose this path. With every fabric of your being, run the race. Run it as fast as you can, as hard as you can. From a child, this man had been given a story. And he had run away from God, run away from a simple relationship with his heavenly Father. The man had been trying to grow up, to do it on his own all along. And finally, he was at near the pinnacle of the world's esteem, the world's aim for what it meant to be a human being. He was finally near the top. And Jesus said, turn around. Leave it behind. It's a waste of your time. God is calling you into something different. To unlearn all that we have learned. To go backwards. From being the responsible adult the world has trained us to be, to become children once again. Learners who desperately admit, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's good for us. We don't know what to do in life. We don't know what direction to choose. Jesus is calling us back that way this day. And to find a new teacher. He said to the man, leave it all behind and attach yourself to me. Follow me. Learn from me. Because everything you once learned was wrong. Walk with me every day. I will teach you. I will forgive you. I will grow with you. And the only reason I call you into this is because I desperately love you. You're dying. You're hurting. Can you feel it? You're at your wits' end. There's nothing there for you. So follow me. Let it go. Be a child again. It feels impossible. It feels that we could never unlearn what we have learned, that we could never completely change the trajectory of our lives that was set for us from the time we were children. How could we dare do that? Impossible, Jesus. It's like a camel going through the eye of a needle. All things are possible for God. Even you can change. No matter how stuck, how enslaved, how lost, God is grabbing us this morning, loving us and saying, leave it behind, all of it, follow me. Trust in God one day at a time. He will take care of us and we will finally discover the life that we've been seeking in all the wrong places. Amen.